Senator Davis, yesterday you gave me a sheet indicating that it was your intention to filibuster. Is it still your intention to filibuster?
Yes, Mr. President, I intend to speak for an extended period of time. This bill, of course, is one that impacts many, many people. And it's one that took extraordinary measures in order for us to be here and to converse on it today. Members, I'm rising on the floor today to humbly give voice to thousands of Texans who have been ignored. These are Texans who relied on the minority members of the Senate in order for their voices to be heard. These voices have been silenced by a governor who made blind partisanship and personal political ambition the official business of our great state.